Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming.
Let's take a little time to look at what's coming. Among the late winter highlights of the city's cultural offerings. We'll do a few segments like that over the coming few weeks, and we're starting with some of the standouts at area art museums and galleries, and I'm joined by Carolina Miranda, arts critic and author of WNYC Culture's Gallerina blog. Welcome back to the show, Carolina.
Thank you.
And listeners, if you're into this scene, let's hear from you. What museum or gallery shows might you recommend to your fellow listeners? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or comment on our website at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. What are you looking forward to in the art world, or what have you seen that you want to give a thumbs up or a thumbs down to? And I gather one of the big things coming is at MoMA, the Museum of Modern Art, and it's a Cindy Sherman show. Is this her old work where she recreated film noir movie stills using herself as the model, or also newer stuff?
Well, it's going to be a little bit of everything. This is going to be a major retrospective of the artist. I think the first big retrospective she's having at MoMA. It's going to be 180 photos. It will include that entire untitled film stills series from the late 1970s. And she's really an artist that she took the idea of creating these fictional characters in photography and ran with it, and therefore getting us to question the idea of, okay, well, what's real in a photo and what isn't? Is that really a film still or is it not? And it's definitely a note she's hit repeatedly over the decades, but this is going to be a good opportunity to see how the entire body of work stands up.
Is this her first major museum show?
No, she's had plenty of museum shows, and in fact, MoMA showed the untitled film stills in the 90s, the complete series, but it's actually that complete series doesn't get viewed very often, so it is a treat to be able to see them in their entirety.
In a gallery, a contemporary of Cindy Sherman, Damien Hirst, and there's an interesting show of his spot paintings going on simultaneously in all the Gagosian galleries around the world. That includes two in Chelsea, showing all the polka dot or spot paintings. I guess no sharks in formaldehyde this time for Damien Hirst.
No formaldehyde, no medicine cabinets. This is definitely an artist who has taken hype and turned it into a career. All of 11 Gagosian galleries around the planet are showing his spot paintings. And this is one of those shows that everyone in the art world laughs about it a little bit because they're kind of silly. I mean, they're paintings of dots that are painted by his assistants. But, you know, like a bad traffic accident, we can't resist them, and everybody goes and looks at them anyway.
You don't like them?
I find them kind of silly. They're like cotton candy, kind of fun to look at, perhaps kind of enjoyable, but they melt away after a few minutes.
But he probably gets hundreds of thousands of dollars for each one, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, anybody who saw all 11 shows and could prove that they did got a free print. So there was a couple of people who took the challenge.
In your last visit, you talked about the Karsten Haller Funhouse show at the New Museum. They've got a triennial exhibit up next. This is only the second triennial. I guess when you do things every 3 years, you don't get a whole lot of shows in your canon. Not as established as the Whitney's Biennial. What will you be looking for at the New Museum?
Well, what you see at the New Museum Triennial is young artists, usually in their early 30s and 20s, from all over the world. So if the Whitney Biennial looks exclusively at currents in contemporary American art, the New Museum casts a wider net, and they look at internationally. So you're seeing artists from Vietnam, from Argentina, an Argentinian artist, Adrian Villarrojas, who makes these giant sculptures out of clay, photographers from Africa. So it's really an opportunity. I mean, those shows tend to be a little bit of a hot mess because they're jamming so many different types of work into a room, but there's always something interesting to look at.
And at the Guggenheim, there's a John Chamberlain exhibition. He just passed away. Is it a retrospective?
Yes, this is a major retrospective, more than 100 works. Chamberlain was a pretty colorful figure, born in Indiana, the son of a saloon keeper. And he is known for making these massive sculptures out of smashed up pieces of car. And he started doing it in the late 1950s, actually out in Long Island, and was one of the first sculptors, A, to be using this detritus to make these massive sculptures, but also using a lot of color, the colors of the car paint on on the hoods and the fenders that he was using were incorporated into sculpture at a time when everyone was kind of focused on bronze and other metals and other very sort of monochromatic looks.
So if the kinds of things we've talked about so far are representative of what people are going out to see in art, smashed cars, film stills with your own image inserted in them to blur the line between what's real and what's fake in film, simple spots on a painting. What are people going for? Are they going for beauty? Are they going for intellectual challenge? Are they going for social commentary?
I think people see different shows for different reasons. I think for something, for example, like the John Chamberlain show, there's just something in the United States with our veneration of cars and car culture. There's something really visceral about seeing sculptures made out of bits of smashed up cars, vehicles that once carried people and families that served as an important part of a person's life, seeing them kind of reconfigured in these gritty but also attractive things. So I think it kind of all depends on who you are and what you're looking for. It's a little bit of everything.
Carolina Miranda, our culture critic, who does the Gallerina blog on the art scene on WNYC's culture pages, WNYC.org. Let's see what some of our listeners are seeing out there and want to give thumbs up or thumbs down to. Joan in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, Brian. I wanted to tell you about a really amazing show in Williamsburg. It's at the Goat Shed Gallery. It's North 9th Street in mm-hmm. Williamsburg, mm-hmm. and it's Louisa Weber. And it's only up till February 12th, and it's just weekends from 1 to 6, but it's really awesome.
What is it?
And it's small watercolor, gouache, and ink paintings, abstract paintings, and they're really beautiful, really, really beautiful and very inventive.
Thank you.
And I went to the opening the other night and it was just amazing. It's a really amazing space too.
Thanks for the tip. Donna in Boonton, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. There's an exhibit coming up in Boonton and a very small gallery for those who are not going to New York anytime soon. It's Muhammad Ali's, with the 70th birthday in January, and there are five big celebrations around the country. And I have a collection of photographs that were taken during 1 year by his personal photographer, 1977 and 78. It was a very pivotal year, and these are photographs of not only boxing, but of him with his baby daughter, Layla, and with some photos of him on his philanthropy exhibitions and speaking and press conferences. Are just wonderful, and this is in anticipation of a book that's coming out that he's publishing about his year with Muhammad Ali, and it's a wonderful, warm look at what Ali was really like.
In visuals.
And it's at 820 Main Street in Boonton, New Jersey.
Donna, thank you very much for that. Some others coming in on our Facebook page. Karen writes, the radical camera at the Jewish Museum, photographs from the Photo League. You're nodding,
Carolina. That's an absolutely wonderful show, and I think it's a must-see for anybody who lives in New York. It's a group of photographers in the 1940s and 50s who really looked at the social aspects of photography, not just taking pretty photos of modernist architecture, but going into the tenements, going into working-class neighborhoods, documenting daily life. And you see a lot of New York City's history written on those walls.
There's a Clifford Owen show at PS1 that is so, so funny, writes Sebastian from Philadelphia.
I saw that yesterday, but I have to say I'm more of a fan of the Henry Taylor show, which is downstairs at PS1. This is an L.A.-based painter who paints friends and people he meets. Very, very interesting portraiture, kind of thickly smudged paint that sometimes he adds pieces of cardboard and other elements to. With a sense of humor, too.
And JB from NYC writes on our comments page, the New American Wing at the Met Museum of Art is pretty great, was there over the weekend, and this is one I wanted to ask you about too.
Yes, the new American wing, it's the revamped wing has been 10 years in the making, and the museum finally opened up the last segment of galleries, which are the painting galleries on the second floor. And first of all, they're just beautifully done, employ skylights, so you get like a lot of daylight, you're not in some dim corner of the museum, and they've set it up so that you really are taking a tour through American history as you wind through those galleries. You're seeing the early days of the colony, you're seeing revolution. You're seeing the Civil War in the Gilded Age in the late 19th century. But I think if there's one reason to go, it's Emanuel Leutze's painting of Washington crossing the Delaware. And I think this is a painting we've all seen in pictures, but when you see it in person, it's as big as a house. And it really is impactful.
And let's see, another one. Mary writes, I just saw the exhibit of Renaissance portraits at the Met. It is spectacular and worth a trip or two to the Met, and I guess
absolutely
not new stuff though.
Hardly no, it's new. Not. It's an examination of Renaissance portraiture, largely from Italy, and looking at a time when portraiture ceased to just be for kings and princes and the royalty, and something that the mercantile class started to engage in. So you start seeing merchants and traders and other important figures emerge, and you really it's a sprawling show. It's huge and definitely worth a couple of visits. You start to see these people and characters come to life on canvases. Painting grew by leaps and bounds during that time.
I saw a beautiful show the other week by a light sculptor named Richard Drake at a little gallery in Williamsburg called Barking Lizard, so I'll throw that in. It's found materials with all kinds of electric lights interspersed in them.
Wow.
So very unusual and very, very beautiful. There's a retrospective show in Bushwick you highlighted. How can a Bushwick gallery already be doing a retrospective?
Well, it's a retrospective for a couple of artists. This is a very special street art duo named Skewville, and it's a couple of brothers, twin brothers actually, from Queens, that have been doing street art since the 1990s, and they really took it to another level. They've gone beyond the spray paint and the posters and do architectural installations, carving words into air conditioning grates and using electrical piping to create sculpture. And this should be a very fun, very New York show.
And we will have to leave it there. Lots to do and see that are treats for the eyes and the mind. Thanks to Carolina Miranda of WNYC Culture's Gallerina blog.
Thank you.
And stay tuned, because throughout the next couple of weeks, we'll check in periodically with other guides for what's coming to New York's culture scene. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.